in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 11. This is letter number 3577, dated the 23rd day of Sivan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Havasik V'chasi, Mareinu Moshe Sheyichya Schlesinger. And the Rebbe said, I was shocked to learn of the passing of your brother, Akiva Yosef. The Rebbe says, Olav HaShalom, Tehei Nishmasi Tzurur B'Tzirachayim, may his soul be bound in the bound of life. And let it be the will, the Rebbe prays, that from here on, you will only notify news that is good in the revealed, in a visible and in a revealed way. And you write about to do some sort of a tikkun for the soul of the above, a tikkun for his soul, a correction for his soul. So it's known that Mishnah, the word Mishnah, has the same letters as neshama, as soul. So set up a class to learn Mishnayos on the order from the beginning, go through the Mishnayos in a way, in such a way that you will conclude the six orders of the Mishnah for the next Pesach Sheni. Apparently, that would be a year to his, I guess, saying Kaddish, because this is on Sivan, and the Rebbe is talking about, okay, no, that'll be to the Yahrzeit. So either not to the Yahrzeit, that would mean a month before the Yahrzeit. Apparently, that will be in the time that they finish saying Kaddish. It's actually a tradition to say complete Mishnayos at the time that you finish saying Kaddish, which is to 11 months. So I'm going to guess, not knowing. The Rebbe says that there's also a benefit, there is a segula. It's a good omen to study Mishnayos also for the souls in the body, which means not only learning it for your brother, but it's good for you too. The Rebbe brings down, there's a story from the Tzemach Tzedek, there's a middle Rebbe, which was printed, copied in the write-up of the imprisonment of the previous Rebbe in the fourth section, that he said to the great chassid with the titles Rab Abba Zal Person, he told him that limud, learning Mishnayos bal peh, to learn Mishnayos orally, Mishnah is soul, is the letter, is neshama. When you say Mishnayos bal peh, then the soul illuminates the body, and the body becomes brighter, lichtiker. Now, he was talking about learning inside, the Rebbe said, that he should learn the Mishnayos inside. But before you can study it orally, you have to first learn it inside. And therefore, this is also a preparation to the Tzemach Tzedek, what he said, that it makes life the body, because then you'll start studying Baal Peh and you will bring it down into the body. And the Rebbe says, for sure you will engrave in your memory some Mishnayos from each, so you'll actually have it orally as well. And may Hashem succeed you in all the above with blessing. The Rebbe is suggesting that he learn through the Mishnayos, and I assume for the Pesach Sheni, because I'm assuming that the Yahrzeit was Yudalit Sivan, that's when he's passing, and that would be Yudalit Iyar, the Rebbe says, to finish then. And the Rebbe says there's a tremendous omen to learn Mishnah for the soul, but also for the people. But even though the people are alive, for the soul alive, but even though what the Rebbe Tzemach Tzedek was talking about was about learning Mishnayos orally, and here we're discussing about learning it inside, The Rebbe says, well, if you learn inside, it prepares you for learning it outside. And for sure, the Rebbe says, you'll also study several Mishnayos, also some Mishnayos by heart, so you'll have that saying fully. So the Rebbe says, for the soul to learn Mishnayos, that's what the Rebbe says.